Death could never be more uncomplicated than this. And you can see how this is connected with short moments repeated many times, right? It's very easy to understand how this is connected with short moments many times, and how being able to maintain awareness day and night is very important. As I stated in what I read a couple of days ago, it isn't so urgently important to make absolutely sure every single night you maintain the utter lucidity of awareness all night long. That isn't what the point is. The point is to maintain the lucidity of awareness in the process of falling asleep, in the process of dreams, and the process of sleep, to the degree that you have complete authority, conviction, and confidence that these are points of view that appear in awareness. This will give you tremendous confidence that you are a point of view appearing within the vast expanse of timeless awareness. When you are aware, yet what you've identified as your body and mind are asleep in your bed, and it is very convincing that that is a point of view and awareness, because awareness is still wide awake, vivid and alert, yet you're sound asleep in your bed, and that point of view is appearing in awareness. So you see, that is particularly convincing, because most of us have felt very powerless in the face of dreams and sleep, whether we've been able to admit it to ourselves or not. And so this is really fun, actually, when you maintain awareness in sleep, you find a whole new relationship with your identity. You see that, well, hey, I don't either have to say I'm not nothing or nobody, and I don't have to say I'm somebody either. It doesn't really matter. The confidence in awareness makes it not matter. It makes it not necessary to get into all kinds of intellectual rhetoric about what's going on. There's just blazing awareness and nothing else, with no need to shuffle around between intellectual concepts about non-duality and whether there is somebody or not. Keep it simple, sweetheart.